Welcome, Cac to Back Talk. You're joining us live here on 109.7 Cac Talk FM. This is episode 28, and I'm your host, Jake, and I'm joined by my co-host here, Ratiu Cuckley. Say hi, Ratiu.
I thought it was a joke that you're
say
a
hi,
to
Ratiu.
Back Talk or something like that. Hi!
On today's episode, Ratiu is going to tell us how he got his nickname. Go ahead, Ratiu Cuckley.
My name was actually Ratiu Cuckley because I actually played Ratatouille. So I was the rat cook in that film. So they called me Ratiu Cuckley.
Ah, I see. Very good. Very good.
It's been a special week here in Ireland, hasn't it? We've had Paddy's Day. We've had different things like that going on.
What other things? Just Paddy's Day.
Just Paddy's Day.
Yeah, it's been a special
week. I seen some Americans say, like, oh, if you go to Ireland, don't call it Paddy's Day. Is that like a real Americanist thing, and we all call it Paddy's Day now because they call it that so much?
Why can't you call it Paddy's Day? Everyone calls it. Everyone's always called it that.
I don't know. They said just call it Patrick's Day and all.
No, that's the type of thing where they think they know more than they actually do. Because my whole life people have called it Paddy's Day. I know sometimes Americans call it Patty's Day.
Yeah, but you don't understand. Oh, maybe that. No. Paddy's Day. You don't understand how Americanized we are as well, though. Like, if the Americanization is there since we're young, we're not going to know that it was an Americanization. We're just going to think it was part of our culture anyway.
Patrick's Day, you know what Paddy's I mean? Day. I thought Paddy's Day was just, everyone calls it that, I thought. Is that American?
Yeah, I know. Maybe it's Americanized now. I wonder, we should ask like an older Irish person, is it always been called Paddy's Day? But also, another thing, we've got fucking mad-ass colds, don't we?
Colds,
we probably sound a bit different.
Yeah, we're both a bit sick. I don't know what happened. Maybe we got it on Paddy's Day, Patrick's Day. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say not maybe. We definitely did. Because Laura was sick then after Paddy's Day. I was sick. You were
so
sick. I think Julia's sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we all just got it. We all just fucking spread diseases. It was probably
just kissing each other all night.
We took a night off spreading cack and we started spreading disease.
Yeah. Well, we're always spreading cack, really. Just some of it's recorded, some of it's not.
Yeah. Anyway, we're back to our regularly scheduled program.
Back to our roots.
On 107.9 Cac Talk FM. We know you all love the Kanye episodes, but obviously we're fucking, what we do is we burn out a topic and then we just fucking never talk about it again.
Yeah.
Like TikTok, the way we kept talking about TikTok and then just like don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, that's enough. Kanye's
now off the list.
Mm. Kanye's done.
Oh yeah. There's nothing else he could do now to make me want to talk about him.
Yeah, I think the rest of his life is going to be very uneventful.
Yeah. And he lived a happy, uneventful life. And that's if there's ever a statement that would be as untrue about Kanye as that, I would.
Yeah, that's like one of those things where it's like statements made before unfortunate events or something like that.
And he lived a happy, uneventful life. And then fucking the next day, he's climbing cranes.
He's climbing skeets.
So we have a very special episode this week, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely super special. This episode...
Get to know us.
Yeah, get to know us, get to know each other. We're going to basically do a rapid fire, quick fire, 20 questions each. So basically, like, Matthew's going to ask me 20 and I have to just give the answer straight away and then obviously the same for him. And
well, we can do it. We could do it rapid fire, or I could ask you one, you could ask me one. Which way do you want to do it?
I think just go 20, then 20. Just rapid fire each. And then, because I don't want time to think about the answers. I wanted to just go.
Okay, yeah.
And then afterwards, we can have a little debrief and chat if there was any like strange answers or whatever. There might be.
Forget about strange answers. I have strange fucking questions here going on, I think.
I think mine, I'm a bit, I don't know, mine are a mix of like really fucking weird and just generic as fuck. Like not generic in a bad way, but generic just like general question. And then some of them are just really fucking personal and weird.
Some of them are very strange, mine as well. I'm gonna just go ahead and say this, but the script writers for Cac Talk wrote all of these questions.
Mm.
We didn't have a hand in writing any of this stuff. So just if anything offends anyone, take it up with the writers and we'll fire them.
Yeah, I mean, at some point you have to say is it our responsibility because we hired these guys? But then at the same time, it's also not.
Yeah, no. We're just reading from the script.
Yeah,
we're just paid. We're just figureheads. Like, we just get paid to read the script.
Yeah, we're just a mouthpiece for the fucking scriptwriters of the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're the real evil geniuses. We've actually changed them 3 times after 3 different offensive things that have happened. So we don't know how we keep getting such weird offensive people.
Yeah, it's weird.
Actually, to be fair, writer number 1 came back as writer number 3 and we had to fire him again.
Yeah, he had a bit of an arc. Like, I thought he changed. He seemed like he changed himself for the good, but it turned out he was just bullshitting us. He just wanted to make us say more offensive shit. And they were like, right,
yeah,
get out of here, scum.
I mean, film me once, shame on you, but film me twice, shame on me. You know what I mean?
And that really was shame on us, so I never want to see that scumbag around here again.
Although, if he turns his life around, maybe we'll hire him again.
I mean, I'm open to hire him again, but at the same time, I never...
at the same time, never again.
Yeah. All right, so do you want to ask me first, or will I ask you first?
I'll ask you first.
Okay. I don't know if I want to go for it. I'll get... Yeah, right. Okay.
You go first.
No, I don't mind. Just go. You do it.
Okay. You ready?
All right. Let's go. 20 questions. Let's do it.
Okay. You ready? All right. So, most overrated film.
Oh, shit. This must be quickfire. Most overrated film. Titanic.
Boobs or bum?
Bum.
Fame or money?
Money.
Me or Kate?
Kate.
Oh, fuck you. Kanye or Pete?
Kanye.
Blowjob or sex?
Sex, obviously.
Games or music?
Games.
TikTok or Instagram?
It's TikTok.
Don Amid or Navin?
Mead, obviously.
Food or film?
Oh, that's a difficult one. Food.
Sydney Sweeney or Margot Robbie?
Margot Robbie.
Black Mirror or Breaking Bad?
Black Mirror.
What's the weirdest thing you do?
Oh, the weirdest thing I do. Sometimes I, like, talk to myself as if there's another person in the room. As if it's a day completely separate.
Where's the cheese?
From under.
From under the sauce. If you had to live in a desert island and you can only bring 3 items, what are you bringing?
Okay, my phone. Oh, shit, but would I have internet out there now?
Quick fire, you can't change your answers. Go, phone. That's good for one day, bozo. Go, next one.
Infinite charger. No, I'm joking. That was a joke answer. A phone, obviously, because I can't change that.
Infinite charger.
A knife. And.
Right.
Oh, God. 3 things. Oh, fuck. I don't know. A bow.
Yeah. Name someone you hate.
Oh, what the fuck? Someone I hate. Oh, Amy Schumer.
Ireland or Italy?
Ireland.
Worst country in the world.
Russia.
Oh, you should have said Israel, remember?
Oh yeah. Israel.
What's your biggest ick?
Biggest ick is when someone, I think I've said this to you before, but when someone is, it's their birthday and they're blowing out the candles and it takes more than one blow to get all the candles out, or they start spitting all over the cake with their blow.
You don't like a wet blow?
I don't like a wet cake.
You did choose sex over a wet blow, to be fair.
Yeah.
If you could get away with one crime, what would it be?
Robbery. Like robbing a bank.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say murder there for a second. No. You would have literally just creeped the fuck out of me if you had just said murder.
Instantly murder.
That's some interesting answers there. You're finished there. Oh, is that Titanic 20? Overrated film, you think?
Yeah, I think the Titanic's kind of boring.
Wow, it's an epic, like, do you know what I mean?
I fell asleep watching it.
Did you watch it again?
No.
I feel like when you watch a film and fall asleep, I feel like it's always going to be a bad film in your mind. That happened to me with, like, Die Hard 4. Happened to me with Guardians of the Galaxy 2, just because I was tired, not because I was bored. Yeah. And then those two films now, I just can't hold as good. Although Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I watched it recently, was much better than I thought it was going
to
be.
No, I know I need to watch The Titanic because it is one of those movies that's like a classic. It's considered a classic.
Oh, you
but I don't know. I just, when I watched it, I just did find it boring. And I already know the story. Like, I know exactly what happens.
Don't let Connor Leach hear you say this. He fucking watches 4-hour real-time recreations of the Titanic sinking.
What? No, he doesn't.
Did you never hear this before?
Does he actually?
Yeah, yeah. Real time of the Titanic sinking. So you see the boat slowly, and 4 hours long, man. That's how long it took to sink.
So he just sits there doing nothing else, just watching it slowly sink.
Yeah.
He must be on his phone or something. Like, he must be playing video games.
I don't know, man. No, he tells me, I'll see you in 4 hours.
Fucking hell.
I'm going to watch the Titanic sink. And he says, at one stage, you see the boat break in half, and that's like the most amazing 17 minutes, apparently. But other than that, it's all...
What the hell? What's wrong with that guy? I think one of the...
So you chose...
Yeah, go on.
Go on.
I was going to say one of the most difficult ones, I think, was film or food.
Yeah, you got stuck on that one, didn't you?
I had to say food, though.
I mean, because it was rapid fire, I know you probably answered some of them wrong, definitely. Definitely the me or Kate one, I think you answered Kate, which I think might have been a bit wrong. I think you got that wrong, didn't you? You want to change that answer now, don't you?
What else? What was the other questions you asked?
Games or music? You said games instantly, didn't you?
Yeah, I think because I don't listen to music as much as I would play a game, video game, so I love music, but I don't know, video games is more of like a hobby to me, so yeah, I pick games.
I would choose music, funny enough, which is a weird one. Donometer, Navin, surprised you picked your Donometer over your homeland.
Shut up, you're not surprised at all. What the hell? I'd never go back to that place again in my life. Not even for a visit.
Food or film? You chose food, didn't you?
Food, because I think... Food, I love film, but food is like, I don't think I could live without food or being able to enjoy food. Like, it's
obviously
no, ooh. I know, you know what I mean? Like, going out and enjoying, obviously, I couldn't live without food.
Is that revolutionary? You just said there, I don't think I could live without food.
That's really profound, like, bombshell.
Whoa, you couldn't live without food.
No, man. You know what I mean? Enjoying, you know, food.
You know one that really surprised me the most? Margot Robbie or Sydney Sweeney? I would choose Margot Robbie, but I'm surprised you did.
No, I mean, I like Sydney Sweeney, but I just think Margot Robbie's like, she's like a perfect 10 out of 10. Like, she's top tier. You can't really beat that.
Absolutely, yeah.
What about boobs or bum? What would you say?
I'd probably say...
That's a hard one, isn't it?
I'd probably say bum as well.
Because I always thought it was boobs, but then more recently I'm like, do you know what? Like, if I seen a girl and she had no boobs but had a big bum, I'd be like, oh, nice. But if I saw a girl that had no bum and big boobs, I'd be like, ugh.
I think it's shape over everything. I don't necessarily want the big either. But like, shape on both.
That's what I mean. Like a nice one.
Yeah. Perky and jeez, this is getting very strange now.
By the way, when I said that there a second ago, where I said like, I'm not saying girls who don't have big bums are I'm just saying like I'm not body shaming anyone. I'm just saying that's my preference. So everyone's beautiful.
What was I gonna say to you as well there? By the way, yeah, possibly your biggest flop.
What?
Three things you had to bring on a desert island.
That is, I hate them questions. I find that I don't know what I would bring on a desert island. That's so,
a phone.
It's so difficult. One. Yeah, a phone.
Sugma.
So I could ring someone.
Yeah. Who are you going to ring? There's no service. Then a boat.
Yeah, so I can get
like,
off that.
You're not getting off that island. Like, it's in the Atlantic Ocean. You're not getting in a boat. Like, you're not going to survive without water or food.
A knife was a good shout, though, wasn't it?
A knife was your only decent shout.
Why don't fucking...
Name someone you hate, fair enough.
Amy Schumer, yeah, come on.
Worst country, Russia, fair enough. Biggest sick, yeah, weird. What I mean, the fucking candles thing.
Yeah, because imagine you're like, it's someone's birthday and they're really struggling to blow out all the candles. That just puts me off. Like, it's like, you're not an old person. Like, just blow them out.
Where did you get this ick from, I wonder?
No, I imagined this happening, this scenario.
Do you know what I think? I think I told you my other ick, but I think I have another one as well. You know, people who, I think I told you this before, people who, like, their personality is all based around one thing.
Yeah.
So, like, people who are, like, mad into weed, and it's, like, their whole thing, like, wearing weed fucking socks and...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stuff like that, or, like, different things like that. It's, like, just start listening to some music, or start fucking...
Broaden your mind.
Get into field. Broaden your horizons.
You know, that's an ick for, like, even just to be... I wouldn't even want to be friends with someone like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Not just in therapy. A lot of times it happens with bartenders as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, bartenders can be quite...
Like, that's their personality, is they're a bartender.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's one thing we were talking about last night as well. And then, to be fair, the crime you get away with robbery, I'm guessing you're going big if you're getting away with it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm robbing, like, a fucking major bank and getting as much money as I can. That's what I was thinking.
Major bank alert. Major bank alert.
That's what I was thinking. Get that money. If I get away with it, then I'm rich. I'm Rich James.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rich James. This is going to be arranged, just getting away with a bank robbery, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to be good at it.
Yeah. That's the one thing. That's the one thing that's so, like, it's trial and error to, like, the highest degree, isn't it? Because, like, you don't know if you're good at it until you actually try it. Yeah. But the error in it is going to cost you.
Yeah, it's like high risk, so high much reward. Like, potentially high reward. Oh,
that's revolutionary. That's so profound as well.
I'm just high dropping risk, bombshells reward. Today.
I know. The only high risk, high reward thing I do is the lotto.
Right, will I shoot you my questions?
You're going to shoot me your questions. Shoot me your questions.
Now, baby. I will say, mine actually aren't as quickfire as yours. Like, the answers are, but I think I have more setup to my questions. I don't know. Like, mine aren't just, like, two words.
Setup?
Like, you'll understand what I mean, but, like, see the way you're, like, food or film. I don't have questions that, like, snappy.
Oh, that's fine. Don't be turned off by the length of your questions. Don't worry. It doesn't matter that much.
Yeah, size doesn't actually matter that much.
It's more about the motion of the question, not the size of the question.
Yeah, size isn't important.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here comes at you question number one.
At you.
Do you think everything happens for a reason?
No.
Would you rather be deaf or blind?
Deaf.
Would you rather work at the Buddy Cup for the rest of your life or kiss Carpo?
Oh, God. How long do I have to kiss Carpo for?
A smooch on the lips. Can be a peck.
I'd kiss Carpo. I don't give a fuck.
If you could watch only one movie for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ooh, that's bold. Interstellar.
Oh, okay. Unexpected. Have you ever lied to me?
Have I ever lied to you? No, I don't think so.
All right, for this next one, I'm going to give you two scenarios and then you tell me which scenario you would rather. So, scenario one, a fat old man lives in your bedroom and every morning, and he never leaves the bedroom other than to go toilet or eat food. So, and he's not allowed, like, shower or anything like that. And every morning you have to wake up and the first thing you do is lick his bumhole. Or scenario B, every morning you wake up and he shoves his finger up your arse.
I'll take a finger up the arse. That's much better than having to lick his arse home.
Okay. Do you pee in the shower?
Yes.
When you get out of the shower, do you dry your face or your balls first? Why do you have to think about this?
I want to say face, but I think I do like a... I definitely drive my balls and then drive my face after.
You do a dry rub. So you...
I would say, I'm trying on. I think I do my face first, funny enough.
Are you trying to act it out? Okay, so you do your face.
Yeah, because I get out and I, like, you know, the wars in your hair, you like flick your hair.
Come on, okay, this is quickfire.
Dry
come
your
on.
Face a bit.
Give me an answer.
No, sorry. Cagfire, more like now.
Okay, have you ever had something up your bumhole? If so, what was it?
Oh.
Why do you have to think about this?
Yeah, I've had my own finger up there.
Would you rather lose your memory or lose your sense of taste?
Taste.
What do you think other people would say is the best thing about you?
I'm easygoing.
What do you think other people would say is the worst thing about you?
I'm loud.
Would you rather lick a homeless man's foot once a week for a year or eat pickled onions once a week for a year?
Oh. Pickled onions. Pickled onions, unfortunately.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
If we're in a burning building, who would you save first, me or your sister?
Well, Emma, obviously, she's pregnant and all. Like, unfortunately, Jake, what sorry. If she wasn't pregnant, you're getting saved, don't worry.
Would you rather give up food for a year and you wouldn't die, we'd figure out a way to keep you alive, or break up with
weed, like you're in the fucking lab?
Yeah. Would you rather give up food for a year or break up with Laura for a year?
I'd give up food for Laura for a year.
What's your biggest regret?
What's my biggest regret? That's not a quickfire question. Jesus Christ. Talk about fucking taking out a melon baller from my brain.
Well, what's the first thing that comes to your head?
Oh, I don't know. Probably like my behaviors and some nights out, I suppose.
Okay. Would you rather get married to one of your friends' current girlfriends or let one of your friends get married to Laura?
It's a lot of this me and Laura splitting up here. You're trying to tell me something?
Yeah, I want you to break up.
So you can let you marry her. Would I rather marry is forever, like?
Yeah, like marry, like in this scenario, it's not like you're stealing them, like say your friends break up with their girlfriends and then eventually you get with them, or the same thing happens when one of your friends gets with Laura.
I guess I'd rather marry one of my friends' girlfriends, because either way I'm not gonna be with Laura, am I?
What a snake.
And I'd rather get with someone else's girlfriend than someone else get him. Then I'd be like, oh, hi Laura, how are you? My ex is always there. It's like, oh, thing, you know what I mean?
Whatever happened to bro code? To man code? Okay.
Don't worry, I won't choose Kate. Don't worry. bro code.
All right, last two questions. What? This one's kind of similar to one you asked me. What three things could you never live without?
Music, food, and free time.
And the last one, do you have high cholesterol?
Yes, I have high cholesterol. Hang on. Ask the question again.
Do you have high cholesterol?
Can you repeat the question? Yes, I have high cholesterol, you prick. Yeah, you know what? That's probably from my love of food, being able to remember the secret I told you that someone told me, and I'll just say it on the air because it's kind of funny. It was like they worked in the kitchen, and they're like, everything they cook in the kitchen has loads of butter in it because like fat makes things taste nicer.
Mm.
So when I'm cooking in my house now, I'm always like using butter and like throwing in a little bit of butter.
Yeah,
throw a little bit more in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cooking your rashers, throw a bit of butter in the pan. And then I went to the doctor because I was obviously like, I had bad breathing. They're testing everything.
Yeah.
And I came back and I had high cholesterol and I was like, yeah, no, that tracks definitely. like, it's one of those things where it's like, I couldn't even be like, whoa, how did this happen? Like, yeah, did my father imagine. Have high? It was like, yeah, no, that tracks. Like,
the doctor's like expecting a reaction, like, what? And you're just like, ah, oh, okay, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I understand. That's fair. Now, the one thing I thought was real strange with this high cholesterol thing, by the way, I don't know if I told you this. I can't just like, so I'm too young to take tablets for it. He says, it's not that big a deal, like, it's not that high either.
Mm.
But he was like, I can't just come back in a couple of weeks and test it again. He was like, come back in a year or two and we'll test you again.
Yeah, because you wouldn't see like the change in your levels or whatever that soon.
Yeah, yeah. So it's that fucking like long to change everything, yeah, that you have to wait, yeah, years, yeah, to see if your changes are making a difference.
You have to kind of change your lifestyle altogether just to fucking...
Change estrol. Well, I'm not going to change it that much.
All right, so let's have a look at some of the questions then that we said. Okay, so do you think everything happens for a reason? You said no. You don't think so?
I think people put their own reason on things when they happen, which is a good way of dealing with things.
Mm.
But like, if someone dies, they didn't die for a fucking reason.
Okay, really? You don't think so? It's just random, no, like, they didn't. Randomness.
Yeah, stuff happens. Like, things happen. Like, you can't, like... There's no, people might justify it like, oh, I guess I never would have met with this boyfriend now if my old one didn't break up with me. It's like, yeah, but you would have been like in that relationship anyway. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't, like,
yeah, yeah. I mean, a million things have to happen for you to be in the situation that you're in. But at the same time, people definitely do put their own meaning to it. Do you know what I mean?
And it's not a bad way to live. Like, if you live like that, it's fine. I just don't believe in that currently. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think you draw your own meaning. It's like these fucking, I don't know if you've seen this. There's this thing called rando knots, right?
Okay.
And it's like that you put in, like, it's an app, and you put in like a radius, so like say 10 kilometers or a kilometer or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you put in a keyword and it like takes you down a street. And right. you can, like, you're going to find something with that keyword in it. And I watched this guy do it, and he put in pot of gold, right?
Okay.
And he was like, okay, so I'm not noticing. He was like videoing himself walking. He's like, I'm not noticing anything yet. However, it is heading me in the direction of the financial district of Liverpool. So, I mean, that could be something. And I was like, no, it's not. And then he was like, and then it takes him to like the exact coordinates. And he's like, okay, now's the moment of truth. I'm looking around. Do I see anything, any money or anything like that? And he's like, no, I don't. However, I do notice that the street's name is Clifton. That is my surname. So I guess that's definitely a coincidence. And I was sitting there going, like, it's just, like, I'll give you an example, right? I'm reading a book at the moment, and it's something called cold reading in it. It's explaining it.
Yeah.
And it basically means, like, oh, like what do you call those, like, mediums and all. They make broad statements.
Mm-hmm.
And you fit them to yourself because they're flattering.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the same thing with, like, star signs and that. Like, you can apply any of those things to anybody, but people just take it on as their own personality, and they're like, oh my God, that is me. Yeah. I'm such a Pisces.
It's like, you're very strong-willed. It's like, yeah. Or do you know what my favorite thing to do to star sign people now is, by the way, and you must try this.
What is it?
When you meet them and they say, oh, what star sign are you? Either lie to them and tell them you're a different one.
I do that.
And they'll go, oh my God, that makes so much sense. Or... ask them to guess what star sign you are.
Yeah. I've done the lion one, because someone's asked me before and I've been like, oh, I'm a Leo. And then they're like, yeah, you are. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm a Taurus. I was born in May. And then they're like, oh.
And they'll say, although Leos and Taurus
are
brother signs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it makes sense that you would lie and be that one. That's one you would choose as a Taurus. Like, it's almost like they fucking, everything happens for a reason. Themselves out of the fucking... out of the stars, so I'm being wrong.
Yeah. And then...
but ask them to guess your star sign. They fucking can't do it.
They'll never do it.
I sat there with someone one time and they were trying to do it for ages, and I was like, no. And like this, I was like, yeah.
And then they were like, yeah, definitely you are.
Yeah, that makes sense. I should have guessed that. And I was like, no, you shouldn't. You fucking shouldn't.
Why did they say that? So obvious.
They all... newsflash for you, ladies and gentlemen. They all apply to you if you read them.
We're all the star signs.
We're all the star signs all the time. And by the way, rising moon signs, rise it up your own moon.
You doofus. Okay, what about, you said if you could only watch one movie, you said Interstellar. Oh, that surprised me. Why Interstellar?
It's got it all. It's got a bit of a, it's got Matthew McConaughey, one of my favorite actors at the moment.
Fair, fair.
I watched recently a Time to Kill or something like that, it's called.
Okay.
Time to Kill, something like that. Great fucking actor. Like, that scene where he's crying, brilliant. Mm. The bookcase scene, deadly. It's visual, sounds brilliant in it.
And you know what, actually, it, something emotional. Something good about that movie is, like, it's very, like, you get more from it the more you watch it. Like, you'll find different things. Like, it's layered.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's
good. Yeah, layer caked. And I also, like, I'll never get tired of that bookcase scene. It's so cool. Like, he's, like, going through the dimensions and fucking, like, you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, it is a cool movie.
And the fucking soundtrack itself, like, you could fucking... You could listen to that soundtrack on its own and just be like, whoa, have a fucking journey.
Okay, have you ever had something up your bum? You said your finger. What's that about?
So I recently realized that my mom listens to this podcast, by the way. So thanks for this. I've definitely tried to stimulate yourself while... Stimulating yourself, if you get me.
Right. And what was the result of this experiment?
Not a fan. Not okay. A fan, actually. So I don't know what kind of depth of the web I was in, but apparently you can. So this is gonna surprise you, I suppose. Apparently you can come without touching your penis, like just from like going near your anus.
Well, now, I heard
whatever way I did it.
Yeah. Go on.
Was not the way.
But I did hear that like a male's clit is like up their arse.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's much more elusive than the females.
I mean, the females is not easy either.
No, it's not. It's not. Well,
for most people. For most people. For us, it's
for most people. Yeah, two of us. Yeah, I mean,
for us, it is
absolute juggernauts.
Any other interesting answers? Let me think. Did any of the questions surprise you or catch you off guard?
The last one. What was the second last one or the last one?
The last one was cholesterol.
The second last one.
What three things could you never live without?
The one before that.
Would you rather get married to one of your friends, current girlfriends, or Laura?
Yeah, the Laura one's kind of caught me off guard because I didn't know whether to, like, because it was a difficult question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if someone said that to you, what would you rather do? Have one of your friends marry Kate or marry one of your friends' girlfriends? What would you say? Well, I know what you'd say. Obviously, you're trying to hunt for Laura. But
here, I only had two questions.
And hunt for Red Lortoba.
It's nothing personal with Laura. It's just the fact that she's your girlfriend. I mean, I could have just said your girlfriend.
Yeah, I know, but it's the same thing. I'm only messing.
I'd actually, it is a hard question. That's why I asked it, really.
Yeah, it is good. It is good. Yeah.
I guess, would I rather get married or let someone get
because
married? I guess I'd rather.
You have to be selfish in the situation. You want to know why? Because if someone else is with Kate, you're always going to have to see your ex around, like, and be like, oh, there she is.
Yeah.
She's off doing this with him. Do you know what I mean? Everything she used to do with me, she's doing with him. Whereas at least if you're with your friend's girlfriend, you don't have to see your ex. Like, you may lose a friend now, but...
I may lose a friend and lose an ex, yeah. But I don't have to see them. That is a good point. But I don't know. If I could...
On the flip side of the coin, yeah, no, I just don't think... I'm too, like, I don't know. I'd be like, oh, Jesus, like, do you know what I mean? Having to see your friend be all, like, lovey-dovey with them.
I would feel weird as that person as well, though. If I was the person knowing that, like, one of my friends were looking at me with their girl, I'd be like, oh, God.
You're probably going to lose a friend and a girlfriend in both situations anyway, either way, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like, if you get with their ex-girlfriend, you're going to lose a friend. If they get with your girlfriend, you're probably going to lose them as a friend anyway.
It really is. Because
realistically, like, you wouldn't want to be that friend that's with their girlfriend and then your friend has, like, done all this stuff with them for years or whatever.
Mm. So now we know that you would be open to getting with one of your friend's girlfriends, though. You said that.
Well, stay tuned for the next questionnaire when we find out who it is. Like, the questions are all just narrowing it down. Like, all 20 questions. Is it this person? Is it this person? Is
which this person? Friend would you not want to get with? Okay, we know it's not that one.
What does the friend's girlfriend's name you want to get with rhyme with?
Is it Fia?
I wasn't even thinking in terms of like who I would get with out of my friend's girlfriends. I was just more thinking in terms of how awkward it would be to be either.
Which is the lesser of the evils, like which scenario is better?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that was, I think we can call it there. That was interesting. That was some fun. We should do that again. I think I like that.
Yeah. And mom, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
maybe tell her not to. Maybe tell her to skip this one because that's a bit.
Yeah, you know what? Fucking Russian roulette, isn't it? Let's see what happens.
Okay, I don't know what's weirder, that you actually want a letter or whatever.
Not that I want a letter, I'm just...
You want her to hear that, man. Please listen to the podcast this week.
Don't make it weird, man. Don't make it weird.
Well, if she does listen, we appreciate it, as we appreciate every listener to this podcast. We should actually give a shout out, shouldn't we?
Oh, yeah. Kieran Roach, man. He gave us one of the best compliments I have heard for this podcast to date. Like, so
yeah,
a lot of people come up and say they like the podcast and all of this, and that's all well and good. He went as far to say that we were like the Tommy Tiernan Show, and Tommy Tiernan Show is a good show. Like, do you know what I mean? It's not something I'd ever take offense to. So shout out, Kieran. Thanks very much.
Yeah, absolutely. That was, I mean, such like, yeah, great. We obviously appreciate any type of compliment or any listener that we get. So yeah, thanks very much, Kieran. And hopefully we can keep it up. Hopefully we can keep getting better. And hopefully you enjoyed this episode. So see you again next week.
Suckers.